Hey everybody, I've been wanting to make this video for a while because I get a lot of questions, and by a lot of questions I mean like a lot of questions about one thing. And the question is this: hey, I want to get into X thing in the gaming space. What do I do? And usually the first thing out of people's mouths is like, which college should I go to, or which whatever? Like, there's all this conversation around like, well, you need to go to college, you got to go blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to sort of set the record straight for you, whether you wanted to get in content creation, if you wanted to get into game design, community management, things like that. And this is all anecdotal evidence, okay? Anecdotal evidence from my experience in the gaming industry and my experience in the content creation side of things and my conversations with community managers and developers and game devs and, you know, people who all the way from people who run, you know, AAA studios to folks that made, you know, indie games that were incredibly successful and they made them with a small team. So I wanted to give you advice. So here's my advice for the recent, you know, high school grad or the recent college grad that wants to get into content creation or the gaming space. We'll start with content creation first. One, if you graduated high school or college and you have, you know, you don't really know what you want to do yet, and you think that you have this idea like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if I could, you know, do Twitch or do YouTube or be an editor? I mean, shit, like there's so many different aspects of you know, what goes into making a, you know, Twitch channel or YouTube channel successful. You know, you can be a full-time editor for somebody and make a decent living, you know, for somebody who's got like, you know, 3 million subs or something. They need help like that. So my recommendation is this: if it's something you think you want to do, take the time and do it for a couple of years. You will be unbelievably surprised how quick you will learn, one, whether or not you love it, and then two, whether or not you have you know, any chance, like if the talent is there. And I know what you're thinking, and I know there's parents that watch my channel, they're thinking like, oh god, my 18-year-old. Listen, when I was 18, I thought I knew what I wanted to do with my life, and so I immediately jumped in to, you know, filling up my pockets with debt. So I even think, and you know, you could disagree with me if you want, if you aren't sure, it's worth taking the chance. Because let me tell you something, getting a part-time job and moving in with three of your buds and paying for, you know, a two-bedroom apartment to share and having like one studio and one place for everyone to sleep, like that's something you can do on a part. You can do part-time work and you can do full-time content creation, and you can do that for as long as you fucking see it reasonable. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out, you can go to college. I think that the issue is, and this is the issue for me, and it's been the issue for a lot of other people, is, you know, you go to college first because it's what everyone tells you to do. It's what your mom tells you to do. It's what your dad tells you to do. It's what society tells you to do, especially if you're American. And I would never argue with the necessity of college for people who are in like STEM fields or like medical or like you want to be a lawyer. Like there's shit where you need a degree. You're not going to get anywhere in law if you don't have a fucking degree. But when it comes to like creative arts, when it comes to content creation, it is so like glaringly apparent that the people who are successful are the people who have been doing it for a while and who have invested the same amount of time and effort into making their content as someone would for a degree. Listen, if you sit down for 50, 60 hours a week, the same amount of time you'd be putting in at college, and instead of, you know, putting in that time studying, you put in that time for content creation, you will be surprised how quickly you will, you know, gain skills. I made an Instagram story I guess it was last week, and I was just sort of looking at my setup, and I was remembering like, man, like everything that you guys can't see over here. Like I set all my new desk up in like 2 hours, and I was like proud of myself because it always takes me like 7 hours to set up my desk. And then I started realizing, like, I started looking at every component, like my HDMI switcher, my mic, my mixer, my camera, you know, all my monitors, all my capture stuff, and like my capture software and all this other shit. And I thought, like, how much time have I invested into learning like each piece of this puzzle? And it added up fast. You know, 5 years of doing this, it's, you know, 1, 2, 3,000 hours of like education just to get the audio to sound right, to get the video to look good, to, you know, to set up lighting in my room, even when I have this, you know, weird, you know, lighting setup that's like dynamic. And, you know, the time that you invest now before you get started into college or whatever you want to do might be the thing that changes your life. And I know that that sounds scary and it's counterintuitive, but, you know, for me, I didn't really start enjoying my life until I decided to, I always decided to make the choice that I would regret less later. So for me, every time I'm given a choice, I say, which one would I regret? Like, if you wait 2 years to go to college, or you wait 2 years after college to start your full-time career in your field, which you're probably going to do anyway, because as someone who graduated with a degree, it was fucking impossible for me to find a job in my field. So take the time that you know you're going to be job hunting, the time that's going to be the lag time between when you really feel like you have a defined direction, and use it to create if that's what you want to do. And you will be surprised where it takes you. You know, most people who have become full-time streamers, they reached the point where they were paying their bills within a year and a half of starting streaming. And yeah, like, there's plenty of people that have started and they didn't get there, and there's all the other stuff, and I can't comment on that. But what I can say is that a vast majority of people went from zero to having enough to get by, even if it was a minimum wage income, you know, when they got started, just because they decided, I'm going to give it a shot. They had a lag, they had a moment in their life where nothing else was going on. And you can purposefully take that moment, you know, live with some buds, chill, whatever, make content. It's key. And you will be surprised where it goes. Take every opportunity in front of you. You know, if you find that you fall in love with audio, you can go get, you know, go fucking school and you can learn audio engineering. You know, you fall in love with video, you can just start making video, shooting video for other people, editing stuff. You know, the hard education for people on the creative side, especially when it comes to media creation, it is almost more practical. And I have met just as many people who went to school, you know, for film that are doing things in film, just as many people who have gone to college as people who have just, you know, I started in my basement. I just kept getting job after job after job. And now I'm hired everywhere. You know, there's more than one path. So if you want to be a content creator, if you want to get involved in the creating side of things, my number one piece of advice is take some time, plan it out. You know, don't mooch, go work a fucking part-time job so you feel like you're earning it. That was the other thing for me was, you know, I always had jobs. Even when I was, you know, streaming full time, I had another job. I was working 6 to 12 hours on that job and then streaming the other 12 to 6 hours that I had left every day. When you're working for it, you're earning it. You were literally using your time to invest. You're taking all this money you're making for your part time job or whatever, and you're investing it in living in a humble life and making content as much as you can, and you're getting it. I would recommend that for anybody. Even if your mom and dad say you could stay at home, there's something about going out there and being forced to succeed or fail. It's that pressure that's going to be there. And that pressure doesn't go away. It just gets worse. It just becomes greater, the pressure to perform. And that's a good thing. But learning how to manage it when, you know, that pressure isn't a make or break, like, can I pay my bills this month situation, is really important before you take the leap. So if you're doing content creation, that side. If you want to get into game design, it's interestingly enough a very similar story from the people that I've met. You know, if you want to get into game design right now, the best thing you can do, and this goes for anyone of any age, learn how to code. You know, check out Code Academy or anything. Just start getting yourself familiar with that, and then start looking up any of the infinite tutorials on YouTube about how to make games, and then start making games. You know, just as much as big studios want to see people who make projects or have degrees or whatever, they also want to see your projects. Like, your deck of projects is going to be just as crucial to you getting hired somewhere as you having a degree. You know, you could have a degree from a great school and they're gonna be like, okay, well, what have you designed? And you're like, nothing. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. In 90% of the cases. So, you know, working on your own indie stuff, putting out your own games, it's so easy to take a game and publish it now. As far as like your access to market, I'm not saying it's easy to do. But, you know, having that experience of going from like beginning to end on a project, like say you're going to make a simple arcade game and you're going to launch it on Steam, you get to live through the entire development process inside of that. You get to learn so much that when someone comes to you in an interview and they say, hey, you know, I noticed that you're 20 years old and you want to work here. What experience do you have in game development? And you can say, I have built a game from scratch, published it, and, you know, dev'd it, tested it, QA'd it, and put it on, you know, put it on Steam, put it somewhere, and sold it. You know, end to end, you've had the experience. Like, that's incredible. You know, most game development studios are looking for someone who's had that holistic perspective. So you could do the normal thing and you could shoot for an internship, or you could say, fuck it, and make your own internship. I think the most important thing on the game development side is, if you are wanting to do that, you can get started learning the practical stuff right now. And I think this goes for creative too. If you're 13 years old and you're watching this, or listening to this, if you're listening to the podcast, you can get started right now learning how to code, learning AV stuff, learning white balance, learning everything about every camera that exists and every piece of audio that exists. You know, learning about all of this important, like the nuts and bolts, the guts of making content, so that when you're ready to actually start making stuff, those things don't become a barrier to you. You just get to create because your knowledge of, you know, I guess your canvas and your paint and your paintbrush in the metaphorical sense is already there. So, we're making this on Memorial Day. You know, if you're in the U.S., happy Memorial Day. Many of you are graduating this week, or you have graduated. That is my advice for you. Get out there and start doing. Plan it out. Be practical. Get a part-time job. Whatever you have to do. And focus on your content for like 2 years. Or you'll do it for a month and say you fucking hate it and go to college and get a job you love. Or, you know, whatever the other outcome is. But if this is something you really want, this will throw you in the deep end and get you to that decision point faster. And let me tell you something, you know, being, you know, you fast forward 20 years, being 40 years old with an, you know, an awesome job that pays all your bills and everything is a lot more amazing if you're not spending every night wondering, God damn it, what if I would have tried when I was 20 to do X dream? It's just a smart thing to do. You're taking care of future you by taking the chance now. Because when you go to bed at night and you said, man, what a great time it was in my early 20s when I took a shot at being a streamer and it didn't work out. But at least I tried. As opposed to like, man, I'll never know. Thank you so much for watching. I know this is a little different than what I usually put on the channel, but I felt compelled to do this with the amount of people that are, you know, graduating and coming and asking me questions. You know, these are kind of my best thoughts. I love and appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll catch you next time. Peace.